As I was saying to you the other day, you don't need the spiritual master beyond a point. If your only use of the spiritual master is to acquire the teaching argument, or reading his books, or hearing him give discourses, unless you're going to practice. Once you practice, once you've entered into the life of practice and real meditation, then you've entered into the company of the spiritual master as Siddha. And there is no alternative to that help. There's no other source of that kind of help. No other source than the living agency. In the case of some rare individuals, that living agency may be brought concretely, but not through the apparent agency of another human being. But such individuals are rare, and they still enter into the sphere of help. It is simply given outside the agency of a human, of a grossly manifest human being. It may be given through the help of a deceased adept or some discarnate source of some kind or another. Or it may even be given directly from the eternal source itself. But individuals who can make use of help in that form are very rare. In any case, those who enter into the company of the incarnate spiritual master are making use of that same kind of help. They're not merely submitting themselves to an arbitrary other human being. They are submitting themselves to that divine or transcendental help. And it is made available to them through the agency of incarnate adepts. And a specific incarnate adept in the case of every practicing devotee. So for those who practice, there is no question but that the company of the true adept, the Siddha, is essential for the fulfillment of the way, and is not possible to enter into the enlightened condition without the help of transcendental agency. In most cases, that agency magnified through an incarnate Siddha. So individuals, devotees, must not only hear my arguments and develop the practice of conductivity in the conscious process, they must cultivate their relationship with me. They must locate me. They must learn how to find my influence. They must learn how to associate with it, how to relate to it, how to stay with it, and so on. It is not an it. It is an I. It is the transcendental being. It is the transcendental person of the adept. It is necessary for devotees to learn how to cultivate this relationship altogether in spiritual terms. On some level, it's necessary to cultivate this relationship at the human level. Because I really exist in human terms, it's necessary, therefore, to align yourself to me by participation in the culture and community of devotees, to come into my company through the occasions and various means and opportunities that are provided. It's necessary at some stage to come into my personal company. You must cultivate this relationship by entering into my company rightly. You don't cultivate this relationship through flattery and the various means you might use to shuffle up to a president or a king or something like that, you see. You must learn how to cultivate a sheerly spiritual relationship. The way to do that is to practice most fundamentally, and to bring that practice into the framework of human life with other devotees, your life in the world, and into your human association with me, in whatever form of direct or indirect human association you have with me. In other words, do everything necessary and appropriate to enter into my influence, the sphere of this communion, and do not do anything that suppresses or distorts or deviates from such communion. This is not a childish responsibility, this is an ultimate human responsibility. It requires great responsibility, great maturity, in spiritual and human terms.